We're back to the Neil Haley Show and special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast. I'm excited to welcome the host of the Love Is Podcast, Kim Sorrell. Kim, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Hi, Neil. I'm doing great. And yes, I'm so excited. Preacher Lawson, you are the funniest man alive. Maybe you hear that all the time. If you don't hear it all the time, I'm here to tell you, you are the funniest man alive. I listen to your new show, which is, oh my word, everything you say is just hysterical. My stomach hurts from laughing. And you have been on AGT so much that I'm sure Terry is nervous about his job. And I just want to say welcome to the show and thank you for being so funny.
Oh, you know what? First off, greatest intro of all time. Thank you so much. And I don't hear that all the time. I do hear it sometimes. And you know what? Feels good every time. So... Thank you for letting me know that. I appreciate it.
That's great. And Kim, and that's the funny thing about it is, go figure, you're one of the best. She introduces people fantastic. And it's not too long either, Preacher. I'm sure you've gone through where you've been on a podcast and it's like a 5-minute introduction. And you're like, when am I ever going to get to a question? They know about me. I'll see you. Goodbye. But Kim does a fantastic job of that. Yeah. Go ahead, Preacher. So
the truth is what it is. Kim speaks the truth.
Go ahead, Kim, with your first question, Preacher.
Yeah. So, all right. So you're the youngest of four. I'm the youngest of three. Absolutely. It is the best position in the family. I'm definitely the funniest in my family. And I'm guessing you're the funniest in your family as well. And do you think there's any correlation to being the youngest and the funniest?
Yeah, I think being funny is being super loose and carefree. You know what I mean? Like shocking. And just like carefree, and I think that's the youngest right there. Like, you can't be that funny when you're the oldest, and you got to be the mature one, you know. And then the middle child, maybe they are funny, but we don't know they're there. We forget. And then the youngest is the youngest. You know, we're like, oh, man, we're like, let's go, baby. Every other child is the experiment. Remember that game Frogger, where you got to jump through all the traffic to avoid the cars? I feel like the older siblings get hit by all the cars, and the parents just watch it, and they're just like, oh, snap. Look at all these, and then they just look at the other kids and go, hey, don't do that. So, you know, I think we're a little more carefree. So we have, I think there's a huge correlation, you know.
I'm not, I think so. It sounds like it. And Preacher, were you a class clown in school? As a former teacher, I don't know if I would have wanted you in my classroom.
I think I was quiet.
No
way. I
was
super quiet in class. I was super quiet, unless everybody was quiet. Then I was like, all right, I got you. I'll fill that void. Is that quietness? You know, so that's me. I mean, I'm not as extroverted as I come off of, I guess, on like social media and stuff. I'm definitely extroverted, but I was pretty quiet in class, you know?
Oh, yeah, well, changing so many schools in so many years, I'm sure that probably maybe that added to it. You were in so many schools. I'm curious about.
I did. I went to. You said what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I did. I went to a lot of different schools. I went to a lot of different schools when I was a kid. And, you know, I think, I don't know why I moved, but I was a kid and I can't be like, no, I'm staying here, you know? So we just went to a lot of schools. I feel like that helped me adapt a lot to situations, you know? But yeah, it was a lot of moving, you know, which I do now. I'm on tour a lot. Every weekend I'm gone, baby, doing shows, and I'm working on my third hour right now. I'm about 40 minutes. I got about 40 minutes, and I'm excited. You know, so as soon as people get tired of my second special, bam, third hour.
Preacher, what do you think was your big break, the thing that kind of changed your life as a comedian?
You know what? One time I went on this show called America's Got Talent, and then it just blew me all the way. I didn't even realize how big it was, you know, because I was like, oh, you know, I had some other TV critics before this. America's Got Talent that didn't do that well. But I remember when I got on America's Got Talent, my phone was at like halfway battery, and then it died within like 20 minutes because I was getting so many notifications so many likes, comments, and messages, and phone calls, and texts. You know, like I was getting so mad that my phone, it sucked all the battery out. Like, I don't have my notifications on in social media. I just don't, because it's too many.
Well, it's probably wise. You probably have way too many. You know, I really enjoyed you on AGT, but I also enjoyed watching how we watch you. Have you looked back at the episodes and watched Howie?
Yeah, I looked back and watched them not give me the golden buzzer. You seen that?
I did see that.
You will not give another comedian the golden buzzer.
Well, I think he's as big a fan as I am, though, because he thinks you're hysterical, and he's right. But it's just fun to watch him because he is so geeked when you're on stage.
Yeah, he's awesome. He always shows me support, and, you know, he's taking me on the road. He's took me on my, I've been on a private jet twice in my life, and they're both Howie.
Wow.
So he's awesome. You know, he was he's a very cool guy. He's always supporting me, and he's always showing me love. And, man, he's just really, he's like a mentor.
And that's important to have, especially in the comedian industry. It's so, so important to have. What are the latest projects, Preacher, that you want to tell our audience about?
Well, you know, I got that special that just dropped. You know, if you're ever seen me on tour, I'm working on my third special. And I got a couple more things in the books. We'll see what happens. But I'm really excited about a couple of things. That's all I can say.
All you can say is... go to social media to find those things, Preacher?
Exactly. Go on social media and find those things.
Those things. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. Those things. Now, thangs. Kim, quickly.
Thang.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Not
I like
things.
That.
Not like things. That. Okay. Not things, Preacher. Okay. All right, Kim. Kim has a love question for you, Preacher. And she's not proposing to you, but go ahead.
Understand you're single, I'm single, I don't know, maybe we should hook up, but I do have a love question. I dedicated a year to living just to try to discover the true meaning of love. It was sort of this eat, pray, love thing I did in Haiti. Don't ask me why, it was kind of crazy, but I discovered a lot of things about love. And one thing that I discovered about love is that it's, you know, it's who you are. It's not just an emotion, but it's who you are. And I feel love coming from you. I got to throw in, I really like your booty, but I feel love coming from you when you are on stage. And I just want to know where love plays a role in what you do.
Wow. Are we together now?
I think we are.
I think we are. Okay, cool. That's how it works. So yeah. I think that love is in everything. I mean, I love what I do. You know, I just love it. Like, it's my favorite thing in the world. I mean, it feels like time stops when I'm on stage. As weird as that sounds, but I mean, I've been single so long, like I don't even know how to date anymore, man. I mean, I've been single for 6 years, you know. But I think I'm always gone. I don't even know how I would get in a relationship. Like, I'm never home. And it's like, so I think I put all my love in the comedy. Does that make sense?
It makes.
You know?
It's your passion, man. Yeah, all right. Check out Preacher Lawson everywhere. I got to check you out as well. And thanks for stopping by, Preacher. And it was a fun conversation. Take care.
Thank you. I'll see you at the wedding.
All right, that's cool. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Love Is Podcast, guys. Take care.